a drop in farm cash receipts and net income. That is what USDA's analysts are projecting for this year. The latest forecast has producers generating just over $150.5 billion in net cash income.
Down about 21% relative to last year.
Which was a record high income year. This from Spiro Stefano. He runs the USDA's Economic Research Service, and he says USDA is projecting a 4.3% decline in total cash receipts, a 3% drop for crops.
Corn, soybeans, cotton, fruit, vegetables, all forecast to go down.
Only wheat will see an increase in receipts, but by less than 1%. Livestock receipts, meanwhile, expected to drop by 5.7%, led by a decline in dairy sales. Also, farmers will get a lot less from the government. USDA says direct government payments will be down this year by about 34%. Meanwhile, on production expenses, last year those went up 11%. You may remember this year.
They're going to increase, but not as much, about 4%.
Led by interest rate expenses, up 22%. Much smaller increases for livestock and labor, possible small declines, maybe, for fertilizer, fuel, and feed. But in general, most producers are going to see profits drop from last year's record high by almost 21%. Ooh, but is this the right music for this story? One analyst says, no, this is not going to be a gloom and doom year. First off,
almost any year in connection to 2022 is going to look less favorable.
USDA's chief economist Seth Meyer told us we have to look at this new forecast not as a farm income disaster by any means.
Yes, it is declining relative to last year. Yes, receipts are falling. Yes, government payments are falling. Yes, input prices continue to rise, but it's still a better than the long-run average farm income year.
Meyer says this is not a case of asking, is the cup half full or it's half empty?
The glass is three quarters full. It's still a quite good year for farm income.
He says producer margins may be squeezed, yes, and so
we're tightening the belt here a little bit. Still got plenty of room.
And Meyer says the farm sector will make it through this year.
Still in pretty good shape.
This is not in good shape, Gary Crawford reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.